Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'Em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people there, no?
Well, glory, hallelujah, 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 amen. Welcome, everyone, to God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio's 10th anniversary celebration. Hallelujah, amen, amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
thank you, Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. He is worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As we go into opening up in prayer today, I want to read our scripture that has just been blessing us and that we're standing on. You know, we did the same scripture for our 9th anniversary, and it bears repeating. Glory to God. Psalm 107 and verse 8, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men. Amen. And so we're here today to praise God and to look what the Lord has done over the past 10 years, because it's all about him, and he is so good. Let us pray. Father, we bless your name. We love you. We honor you. We adore you, Lord God. We thank you for another opportunity to come before you, to come together in your name. Hallelujah. Your word says that if two or more gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And we thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. We thank you for doing this the way that you would have it to be done, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So many thoughts in our heart and our mind, but we want to do it your way and your way alone. We continue to dedicate God in the Midst, Get Them Radio, to you, Lord God. We dedicate every part of it, all of us, Lord God. We dedicate to you, Lord God. Use us for your glory, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And, you know, talking about of God, let's go up in a praise right now. Hallelujah.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For though my life you have been faithful. Oh, yes you have. Though my life you have been so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God.
Hallelujah. I will sing of the goodness of God. Hallelujah. He's been so good. Amen. Over these 10 years, there's so much that has gone on in my life and in your life over these past 10 years. Hasn't he been good to us? Hallelujah. He's been so, so good. Amen. Amen. So, hallelujah. We're going to start off tonight with hearing our history, the Get Them Radio history, and to just really how good he has been to us over these 10 years. We started one way, and we thought, you know, that was kind of like it, but he kept adding to us and just being good. So we're going to have Minister Amber from the Memphis Covenant Faith Church who's going to come on and read for us the history of Get 'Em Radio. Welcome, Minister Amber.
Hello, everyone, and happy 10th anniversary to Get 'Em Radio. And I truly thank God for Get 'Em Radio, and I truly believe that it is a anointed time camp for all. Before there was a Get 'Em Radio, there was God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. On January 1st, 2011, the Lord birthed a ministry in Apostle Kizzy's heart. The Lord brought her to her remembrance how she had been blessed and supported home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries, as well as encouraged their leaders. Because she is a woman of order and authority, she presented God's idea to her chief apostle, Apostle Joel B. Rudolph Sr. God and the Miss Christian Fellowship Ministry became a part of the Unity of the Spirit, interdenominational fellowship, which is an apostolic ministry headed by Apostle Joel D. Rudolph Sr. The Lord gave her a charge to edify, equip, and encourage home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. One of the vehicles the Lord led her to use was the internet radio via the Blog Talk Radio platform. The first Get 'Em Radio broadcast was Thursday, November 1st, 2012. They received their 501c3 tax-exempt status approval on May 15, 2014. Over the past 9 years, Get 'Em Radio has grown into what is called the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. In February 2015, they added Prophetic Healing with Elder Philip Hawkey, and now his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey, is a part of the Prophetic Healing as well. In addition to interviewing leaders of home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries, special theme months such as Prophetic Month, Christian Black History Month, Wise Fathers and Wise Mothers Month, Evangelism, and Spiritual Warfare Boot Camp, the Five Love Languages, Authors Month, and Cryptocurrency from the Christian Professors were added, just to name a few. This has opened the door for more ministers to be on the broadcast. Over 90 ministers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors, teachers have been on Get 'Em Radio. On December 2016, the teaching ministry of Pastor Lorraine Navarro entitled Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures was added. Friday Night Lights, a Friday night gathering with good preaching, hosted by Pastor Mark McCoy, Pastor Heather McCoy, and Pastor Paul McCoy, along with the Sunday school lesson series called Morning Coffee with Pastor Paul, was with the Get 'Em Radio family for a short time. He used to use them in another part of his vineyard. We are godly proud of the Point Christian Fellowship in Dallas, who have continued Friday Night Lights, hosted by Pastor Herbert McCoy on Google Meet. They have taken the broadcast to another level, audio and video. Hallelujah. We continue to fellowship with them. The new addition to the Get 'Em Radio family broadcast was added in March 2020 during the pandemic in the East St. Louis Christian Center Church with Senior Pastor Mom Willie B. McCoy and Apostolic Pastor Apostle Kizzy, as well as Praying in Tongues Tuesday, hosted by Apostle Kizzy. Get 'Em Radio has over 1,300 broadcasts and has listeners in the United States, the United Kingdom, Japan, Canada, and South Korea. Get 'Em Radio has been blessed with the team, Pastor Helen Price, and Minister Elaine Haskins are the Get 'Em Radio Reserve Host. Minister Joy Price is our engineer. Minister Amber Price is our music director, and Pastor Mark McCoy is our announcer. In our praise and worship to Charlene McDowell and Minister Joy Bryant, Apostle Kizzy, and all of the Get 'Em Radio family broadcast, thank you so much for your support, your prayers, and financial support as we continue to edify, equip, and encourage the people of God. God bless you all.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We just thank and praise God. He is good for his goodness, for all that he's done. Amen. I'm sitting here with my mute on. I'm just a talking. And thank you, Pastor Catherine. And I'm just so excited today about what God is doing. Hallelujah. And as we heard Minister Amber just say again, what we've done over the past 10 years, what God has done over the past 10 years, we just get all excited all over again. Amen. So right now, we're going to have one of our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast host. Well, I shouldn't say one, it's two of them hosting. They're the co-hosts with me on prophetic healing on the second Wednesday of every month. And I'm telling you, we have had such an awesome together. And so I'm going to open up the line right now and let them just share a little bit with us. Welcome, Elder Phillip and Minister Linda Harkey. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us on. I knew that the umbrella of broadcast reached pretty far. I wasn't aware, so I'm glad that Minister Amber shared, you know, some of the things that she did. I didn't know there was South Korea involved, for example. There were several things that I didn't know that the far reaching of Get 'Em Radio. So I think that's pretty cool. I'm excited, you know. Always like learning something new, you know. Praise God.
Amen. Well, I've been part of it for a little over 3 years, and I have just seen the hand of God move so much. I have just been so blessed. I love everybody that comes on and asks for prayer and everybody that's doing the praying, and it's just the miracles and seeing the hand of God as His children are praying and caring for each other and seeing the hand of God move in the midst of us. It's wonderful.
Certainly. Yes, I can echo that. Just, I know that there's multi-ministries that you have under the umbrella, so we're only, you know, I'm only speaking on one little bitty part, okay, and I know that, but the small part that we are so privileged to be, you know, in every month, it's hard to even say. It's just such a privilege to be involved because there's always something new and different going on. Yes, it's primarily physical healing, but the Holy Spirit moves in so many different ways, and it's just an open learning forum every month of how the anointing might flow onto you or flow onto Linda or flow onto me or flow out in the people who are listening in. Anything from the variety of words of knowledge. We've had everything from smelling pancakes to seeing brown raincoats to multiple words of knowledge. Okay, we've had innumerable times where somebody calls in and somebody else over here in another state gets healed of the same thing. And
yes.
I can go on and on, but I won't. I will say this, that I heard somebody speak who's not on our broadcast all the time, and they had gotten wind of some of the things that occur on our broadcast, and they said it in a pleasant way, in a kind of a kidding way. They said, "These people are strange. They pray, and people in other states, who they're not even with, they're just over the phone. They're getting healed, you know." And they said it in a very complimentary way. And this is someone who holds crusades in other continents, you know. So, I say that because it's such a privilege to be involved with Get 'Em Radio and our little portion of Get 'Em Radio, and I'm proud to be in that little small part of the bigger umbrella that you're in charge of, and the multi-ministries that you have going on. And it's great that you just hit so many aspects of the Christian life, from deep teaching to intercession with tongues and interpretations, to physical healing. Yes. You know, it's there's so many aspects. You're not, you as Get 'Em Radio are not just limited to one little thing. You know, you have a lot of irons in the fire. You allow the Holy Spirit to touch the body of Christ in many ways. And I'm thrilled and privileged to be a small portion of that, a little sliver of that, with the physical healings that occur once a month. I think you counted, like, there's been, this is unbelievable, but 65 healings this year alone.
Hallelujah.
This year alone. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah
to God. And I just, so yes, I am very, very thankful and pleased as punch, as they say, to be a part of all that you and this ministry are doing. There you are. Praise God. I could go on and on forever, but I won't.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you both for coming on. Hallelujah. And sharing. And I want to thank both of you for, you know, I mean, none of us gets paid for this. You know, this is what we do out of our heart, out of our love for God.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I never really thought about it, but that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Meaning we don't, you don't. No, that's clear. That's really great. Praise God. Well, thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. And you are always, you two are always consistent. You're always there. And, you know, I don't have to hunt you down. Praise God.
Oh, no.
You're always just ready. So thank you.
We love serving the Lord, and we really love serving the Lord with you.
I gotta
tell you, girl, the first time I heard your voice, I knew I'm going to fall in love with this woman. She's a real woman of God. I knew it.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you all so much. God bless you all.
Thank you.
And you can hang on. That would be great.
Oh, yeah.
The word tonight includes you all tonight. Amen.
Okay.
You're included in this word. If you have an opportunity to hold on, I know you guys are doing lots of things. And so if not, you can always go back to the podcast just by going to Google and putting in Get 'Em Radio. Hallelujah. And so you can listen to this broadcast in its entirety. Amen. Thank you all so much. Love you so much.
Thank you.
Happy to be ministering with you by the Spirit of the Lord. Have a blessed night, y'all.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, glory to God. We have a word tonight, and the word tonight is for all of us. Glory, hallelujah. I want to say this as I get ready to introduce our speaker for tonight. He wanted to be here. He really, really wanted to be here, you know, to call in and converse with us back and forth and everything, but just could not do it. And so we did the next best thing, you know, which, you know, he prayed, got a word from the Lord for us that is such a wonderful word. Heard it already. I'm still excited to hear it again. And so he recorded it and sent it to me. And so if you can hang on for this, you're going to have a good time. Amen. And I wanted to say, when he first started talking, he sounded so authoritarian. And I was like, what? But then the anointing. Well, authoritarian is good too. Amen. So let me say this about
Pastor Joel D. Rudolph Sr., an apostle in the Lord's church. I'll say his bio and then I'll tell you how I know him. A man of vision and faith, Joel David Rudolph Sr. has served as a senior pastor at the Christian Fellowship Center and Outreach Ministries in Paterson, New Jersey for over 30 years. His ministry has a second location in Cleveland, Tennessee, and he's also the founder of the Lord's Table Ministries, serves as the chief apostle to the Unity of the Spirit Interdenominational Fellowship of Churches and Ministries, also known as USIF, USIF, and founder and president of the Gilgal Bible School. The divinely appointed mandate upon Pastor Rudolph's life is taken from Colossians 1 and verse 25, NLT. God has given me the responsibility of serving his church by proclaiming his entire message to you. His willingness to obey God and to lovingly serve his people is reflected in his unique ability to teach a practical and relevant word for these inconsistent times. Pastor Rudolph's voice is not only heard in the church, but also in the community, and has been instrumental in establishing several outreach programs to both improve the quality of life and demonstrate God's love to the community. He is sought after by churches and community leaders to share his wisdom and experience in serving God's people. Pastor Rudolph holds several degrees from noted institutions with an academic background in psychology, counseling, marriage, and family therapy. He is also the recipient of the Doctor of Divinity degree, honorary, from the St. Thomas Christian College, Jacksonville, Florida. Pastor Rudolph resides in Wayne, New Jersey, with his wife, Lady Linda, and I'll say Lady Minister, that's not Linda, Lady Minister Sheila, hallelujah, I'm thinking of you, Minister Linda, but Lady Sheila Rudolph. They are the blessed parents of two adult children, LaShawn Johnson and Joel Jr., and doting grandparents of four lovely granddaughters. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Apostle Joel is my spiritual father. Now, you have heard many times from my spiritual mother, who is Sir Helen Price. And Apostle Joel is my spiritual father. I met him back in the early 90s. The Lord led me to go to this church. I was at a small Reformed church in a place called Neshanic Station in New Jersey. And at that church, I got filled with the Holy Ghost, not at the church, but at home listening to Pastor Price on a tape. And then my sister came and prayed with me to be filled with the Holy Ghost. So as I was there at the church, they didn't really believe in the gifts of the Spirit, form church, or not in this one at that time. And so I began to, when I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, you know, I had met some wonderful, beautiful, beautiful friends there, two ladies in particular, and we began to pray. They wanted to be filled with the Holy Ghost, prayed with them. They got filled with the Holy Ghost. And so we had a prayer group there, and we told the pastor about it. And he said, you can come here and you can pray, and gave us a little schedule. And he said, but understand that you are no better than anybody else. And we're like, yeah, we're not. We just want to pray together, you know. And so anyway, I can make this long story short. It's my anniversary. Hallelujah. I can make the long story long. Glory to God. So at any rate, we were there as a Neshanic Reformed Church praying in the spirit one night. And the Lord was just, his presence was just all over the place. And he told me, get up, leave out of here, and you're not coming back. And I was like, whoa. And these ladies were just there. He said, don't say anything. Don't turn around. Get up, walk out, and leave. Okay? And so I did that. And then he said, now drive to Somerville. I drove to Somerville, and he told me to go to Somerville. It was at night. And I drove, it was about 8:30 at night. I drove there, and there were people at the church. And so I went in the church. They were finishing up not Bible study, but choir rehearsal. And that ended up being my church. And it's called Shiloh Pentecostal Church. And come to find out, that was the church that Apostle Joel grew up in. You know, him and his family lived in Somerville, and they grew up there in that church. And so skipping on into the future, he began to come to Shiloh to preach. He was already the pastor of Christian Fellowship Center. So he preached there. Every time he preached, it spoke into my heart, into my life. Every time. Everything that came out of his mouth was like, I was like, okay, God, you're talking to me. You're talking to me. There's other people here, but you are talking to me. And so time went on. You know, I stayed there at Shiloh for a little while, and then the Lord sent me somewhere else first, up the road, further, closer to Patterson. And so I was there, and I was an elder there for a little while. I'm trying to think of City of Light Church in Plainfield, New Jersey, and was there for a little while, and then I went to Patterson, New Jersey, and I was there. I want to say it was about 1994 that I went there, and I learned so much, you know, under his ministry. When I got there, it was years after I had gotten there. I was recognized as a minister there, and then I was licensed and ordained as an elder under his ministry. And it was just such a wonderful, wonderful time. A lot of the things that I learned was just, it's not like I was in his inner circle and hung out at his house or anything like that, but you know, I just learned, and there were things that were imparted to me just from being there. And I could say so, so much more. But I'll say this, that Apostle Joel David Rudolph is my spiritual father, and I'm so glad that the Lord sent me there. It was a nice trip getting there, and I'm glad he sent me there. So without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all my spiritual daddy, Apostle Joel David Rudolph, a man who loves the Lord. Amen.
Greetings and salutations to the Get'em staff and audience, those that are involved in Get'em Radio Ministry. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I greet you in the awesome and excellent name of Jesus, who is the Christ, the Son of the living God. What an honor it is to be with you this evening to celebrate 10 years that God has blessed you and sustained you through all that we have encountered over the last few years. It is with great honor and a heart full of love and admiration and gratitude that I congratulate and celebrate you, Barbara Kizzy, Apostle Barbara Kizzy, and the staff of Get 'Em Radio on 10 years of successful ministry. Yes, I say successful for the production of life, of the life-transforming words from the Word of God by anointed men and women of God that have passed through this ministry over the past 10 years, and for the life-altering testimonies from listeners worldwide whose lives have been changed, healed, and delivered through this unique source of ministry. I salute you, I celebrate you, and I applaud you. And I give God glory for the great things that he has done. I say to you, congratulations for a job well done. And I want to just put this nugget in that I heard while I was praying about this word. Since you have been faithful over a few, the Lord says, prepare for the new. In that you have been faithful over a few, he says, prepare for the new. And I'll get a little bit more into that a little bit later on in our lesson. I am indeed honored as the overseer of Get 'Em Radio Ministry to share with you this evening. God has been faithful, and he is faithful, and he watches over his word to perform it. This is your 10th year, and the number 10 is very, very significant. It is referenced throughout the scriptures over 240 times throughout scripture that number is represented. The word or the number 10 represents God's authority, his completeness, his order, divine perfection, responsibility, and testimony. When we look at the number 10, when we talk about responsibility, you can also look at the Ten Commandments, which requires our responsibility for governing ourselves based on the law that has been written and ordained by God. As it makes reference to the number 10 as a testimony, throughout the scriptures, we are required to give a tenth part that is a testimony of our faith. Those are just a few examples of the number 10 that are referenced in the scriptures. There are many, many, many more references, and we could spend hours tonight looking at the references for number 10, but those are the two that I spoke or chosen to just kind of share with you this evening. The number 10 also speaks of our alignment for favor and growth. Oh, yeah, that should stir a praise right there, because it speaks of aligning ourselves for favor and growth. You've made it through the 9 and now have come into the number 10. The number 10 also speaks of the beginning of a new cycle. It is the first number in our numbering system of double digits, which introduces something new. Remember, I said a few moments ago, since you have been faithful over the few, prepare for the new. So the number 10 also references the beginning of a new cycle. And I want you to expect God to do new things, unusual things, things that you may have testified about in the past. We're going to see some greater things, greater dimensions of God and the powers of God in demonstration as you go forth and do the will of God in the upcoming years, many years ahead. The number 10 also speaks of completeness, and I want you to write this down, write it in your Bible, write it in the margin of your Bible, put it on your refrigerator. I want you to rehearse this thing over and over as you go forward from 10 on, 10 years and on. Speaks of completeness. The number 10 speaks of completeness. What you need to understand is that something is already set. It speaks of something that has already been set in motion and will continue until it reaches completion. So what God has begun in you, it shall go on until the day of the Lord Jesus Christ, until it reaches the point of completion. Every life that needs to be touched, every soul that needs to be affected, it will go on. And it references something that is already set in motion. You've already been set in motion for 10 years, and it will continue until it reaches completion. The word new and the references for new speaks to us, as praying before the Lord, it speaks to us about new doors of opportunity being opened, new levels of ministry, greater levels of ministry and dimensions of God's glory. Listen to this now. He said to me, tell them new regions and territories that have not yet been touched by this ministry will be touched in this next season of ministry. He says that new assignments, and that God is so unique in how he speaks to us. He says not only new assignments, but he says there will be new assignments for the faithful laborers who have come alongside this ministry and availed themselves to be used by God for the sole purpose of blessing others through their ministry, and not for any self-glory, but for the glory of God. So everything surrounding the ministry and those who have participated, those who have volunteered, who are not looking for an offering, just an opportunity to share the love of God and the word of God and the nuggets that God has imparted in their spirits so that men and women, boys and girls can be blessed. He says even greater opportunities and greater assignments, new assignments will be assigned to those faithful laborers. And I'm speaking to those who have participated, given of their time, spent time giving nuggets so that people could grow and learn and not put a charge or a fee on it, but just because you wanted God to be glorified and people's lives to be transformed. He says, because of this, he said, new assignments for the faithful laborers who have come alongside this ministry, I need to share that again, who have availed themselves to be used by God for the sole purpose of blessing others through this ministry, and not for any self-glory, new assignments will be given. New assignments will be given out to those individuals. And so I'm looking forward to hearing the testimonies of these men and women of God, young men and women of God, who have labored alongside this ministry, who have sown into this ministry by their giftings and anointings, just so that others can be blessed. God says he is going to bless them. It is important to us to understand that I certainly know that you realize this, that we've come through a lot over the past few years. We've come through a pandemic. We've come through a political and social unrest, crime that threats our nation, threats that have come from enemies within and without our country. We have had and seen murders and wars and rumors of wars, even now, and all kinds of things that have gone on. And the word of God is clear. The word of God warns us of such occurrences that will take place. That's what Paul told Timothy, and I'm going to reference this as part of where we're going tonight. The word of God warns of us of these occurrences, and Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3, in the last days perilous times shall come. But it wasn't Timothy's responsibility to get upset or to worry about that. One of the instructions that Paul was telling Timothy at the time was, don't allow yourself to be moved by the perilous times. Don't allow the perilous times to shake your faith. God is still in control. And Paul encouraged Timothy to stay strong, stay the course, stick with the truth, watch your words, stay pure, and don't allow yourself to get caught up in nonsensical arguments, but teach with patience. The word of God is having an effect. The word of God is having an effect. So he says, again, stay strong, stay the course, stick with the truth, watch your words, stay pure, and teach with patience. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in nonsensical arguments over the word. You know the truth. Speak the truth and stick with the truth. He goes on to tell Timothy, he said, listen, perilous times are going to come. And they're not so different than what we see happening in the world today. He says, listen, people will love only themselves and their money. They'll be boastful and proud, arrogant, as we see, in and outside the house of God. Individuals scoffing at God, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, considering nothing sacred. And we see this happening even in our culture today. Unloving and unforgiving, slanderers, no self-control, cruel and hate what is good, betrayer of friends, reckless and puffed up with pride, love pleasures more than they love God. Act religious. Have a form of godliness. And we see this, if nothing else, this pandemic and what has been going on in our nation has revealed a divide, and a divide that I say, even amongst the body of believers, if you see two different sides. We're supposed to be reading the same Bible and honoring the same God, and yet there are two different stances as it relates to what we see going on in the world. But the word of God is the word of God, and righteousness must prevail. And so Paul goes on, he is encouraging Timothy, and he says after all this that he's talking to Timothy about and all things, Paul is really giving his testimony. He says, and one of the things that he says as he goes on into chapter number 3, after all that has been outlined, he reminds Timothy, he says, one of the things that I have had to go through, and I'm going to speak to you, Timothy says to Paul, or Paul says to Timothy, I'm going to speak to you out of my faith and my experiences. The Lord has shown me, and I've gone through persecution. I've gone through, if you get into chapter 3 around verse 10, I've gone through all kinds of contrary things and circumstances. But he goes on to say, out of that verse, out of them all, verse 10 and 11, out of all of that, the Lord delivered me. The Lord delivered me. And he goes on to say, but Timothy, I need you to continue. And that's the word that I want to say to Get 'Em Radio Ministry, Elder Kizzy and Apostle Kizzy and all those that are tied to the ministry. No matter what we see going on in the world, after all is said and done, it is our responsibility to continue. To continue. And I want to give you a working definition of the word continue. Continue means to persist in an activity or process, to remain in existence or operation, remain in a specific position or state, carry on with what has already begun, to stay in a given place, a state, relation, or expectancy, to abide, to dwell, to endure, to be present, to stand, to remain, to persevere no matter what, to endure, to persist, a process of going on without coming to an end. And Paul says to Timothy, no matter what you see, no matter what you're going through, and I say this to Get 'Em Radio Ministry, continue in what you have learned, what God has taught you, continue to remain steadfast and faithful to the things and the principles of the Word of God that God has imparted to you. And one of the things phrases that I've coined for many years, the strength of your position is in what you know. What you know about God is going to cause you to be able to stand. It is your stabilizer in unstable times. It is the Word of God. And so the strength of your position is to continue and to persevere no matter what we see going on in this world today. God is up to something, and God is about to break forth through his body, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, in very unique ways. As we speak tonight, even about Get 'Em Radio Ministry, another media area that the Word of God is being taught in around the world. People are being blessed by the ministry and hearing the Word of God. Not only that, but lives are being transformed. Healings are taking place and deliverances are taking place, not necessarily in a church building meeting all together, but the Word of God is not bound by a building. The Word of God goes forth, and as it goes forth, the Word of God does what it needs to do, and there's no limits to what it can do. Amen? And so it is important for us to understand, and I want to again say to you, continue. Continue to go forth. Continue to do what God has assigned your hands to do. Continue to carry out God's will for these days and these hours. In the scripture that Paul writes to Timothy, he says to Timothy in chapter 3, at the latter part of chapter number 3, but you must remain faithful. This is the word continue, or to remain faithful to the things that you have been taught. You know that they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. And then he goes on to say in verse 16, All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach what is true, to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. One translation says, he gives us doctrine, which is what is right, reproof, which is what is not right, correction, how to get right, and instruction, how to stay right. And then Paul ends this by saying that God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. I like this one translation says this, and I want you to say this with me, those of you that are involved in the ministry, being used by God to go forth in the ministry. I want you to say this with me and write it down somewhere, that as a believer and a person assigned by God to carry out his word, you say, I am proficient, I am prepared, and I am productive, able to accomplish every good work that God desires. Again, let me say that again. I am proficient, I am prepared, and I am productive, able to accomplish every good work that God desires. And I want you to understand that you are going to finish all that God has assigned to your hands, even with the new additions and the new things that are coming and the new ideas and the new events that he's going to cause, create, to come forth even in this ministry. I want you to understand, I am proficient, I am prepared, and I am productive, able to accomplish every good work that God desires. Hallelujah. And so it is important that we are thoroughly furnished, the Bible says, in a simple way, we are thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I want to kind of wrap up what I'm saying and kind of bring it to a close by saying this. And again, the emphasis and my words of encouragement are for you to continue. You've been through a lot. Family's been through a lot. Some of you have had personal crises. We've experienced unusual death experiences in our families, and yet God has sustained us. He has healed many of us. Some of us have had COVID. Other things have been going on in our bodies, but God has healed us and has proven himself to be a healer. And I want to just conclude by saying this, and I encourage you to keep on doing what God has called you to do in this day and time. Someone said it like this: this is a time of great trouble and challenges, but it is also a time of miracles, healings, and restoration with exuberant thanksgiving. Oh, I like that. With exuberant thanksgiving. In other words, yeah, it may look rough out there. It may seem like it's just waxing worse and worse, which is according to the scripture. But no matter the challenges, it is also a time that God is still working miracles. He is still healing. He is still delivering. He is still restoring. And he is going to continue doing that. And we're going to continue giving him praise and glory. We're going to do this with exuberant thanksgiving, because the God that we serve, he alone is worthy to be praised. I encourage you to continue. I encourage you to remember these words. Because you've done a job, he's going to say a great job. He will say to you, since you have been faithful over the few, prepare now for the new. Hallelujah. I want to just kind of say to those of you that may be listening, Gidom Ministry, Gidom Radio Ministry, God in the Midst is good soil. And as the Lord lays it upon your heart, this is good soil. This is good, a good place to plant seed. I encourage you to sow into this ministry as the Lord directs your heart. And I'm sure by the end of the broadcast, information will be made available as to how you can be a blessing by sowing into this ministry. Take seed and sow it into this ground. And I'm telling you, there will be a harvest and there will be a return for your sowing. But I encourage you to plant seed. And I don't ask you to do nothing that I'm not willing to do myself. And I'm going to plant a special offering for this 10th year anniversary for God in the Midst radio ministry. And I encourage you to do exactly the same thing. Give unto the Lord and give into this ministry, and God will bless you for your giving. Let me close by saying this scripture to you. This came up in my spirit, Psalm 121, verse 7 and 8. And I say this to the leadership and to those that have been laboring through this ministry and have sown their times and talents into this ministry. I want to just share this scripture. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. The Lord will preserve you. And I leave you with this. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Go with God and be a blessing. As for you, continue. God bless.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Wow, wow. I was blessed by that word, hallelujah, and I had the opportunity of hearing it last night, and as I sat there hearing it, and I wasn't thinking about that, but I experienced the same thing over again as he was speaking. I felt like hands were being laid on me. You know, I felt like hands were being laid on me, and you know, like when you're in a presbytery and you've just been given a charge and you being ordained, you know, in the ministry, and hands are being laid, you know, and just being prepared. And just to reiterate, you know, some of the things that he said is continue. Amen. And when he said the words carry on, I say that to people. I found myself saying that to people lately. Carry on. You know, I said that the other day. Carry on. And so that just blessed me. Continue. Remain. Carry on. Amen. Stay in a given place. Abide. And then, you know, one of the last parts that he said also was for us declare and decree, speaking to our own lives and say, I am proficient. I am prepared. I'm productive, able to accomplish every good work that God desires. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So in just a few moments, we're going to open up the lines and, you know, press your number one key. We want to hear, you know, any testimonies or you know, any encouraging words for Get 'Em Radio. If Get 'Em Radio has been a blessing to you in any way, you know, press your number one key and let us know. Actually, and also Apostle was saying, you know, seed into the ministry and say this, that over the past 10 years, we have not really asked a lot. You know, we've not really asked for people to sow into the ministry on a regular basis. And with that, we might have been a little remiss over it, but we want to give you an opportunity because, you know, the Bible says, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. And so I think, you know, now that we're with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, that some people believe that you know, when they sow into the East St. Louis Christian Center Church that they're sowing into Get 'Em Radio, not really. We have two different bank accounts, and Get 'Em Radio is the, or the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts is really the overseer to church. So we have our own expenses and our own things that we're doing. We have an intersection, but we do have our own part. So if the Lord leads you to sow into Get 'Em Radio, you know, and what he's doing, because he is giving us something new. As Apostle Joel said, when you're faithful with a few, he'll give you new. Well, I hadn't even told him the new that the Lord is saying. And I was wondering if I was going to announce that this month, but I'll tell you there is something new that's coming to Get 'Em Radio in January. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, you know, we're looking forward to it. It's different than what we have done before, and we're still getting, you know, what he's telling, still getting an understanding of what he's telling us to do. But we're very, very, very excited over it. Amen. So as the Lord leads you, you can sow into Get 'Em Radio, and our Cash App is $GetEmRadio, GITM Radio, RADIO, hallelujah. And if you wanted to give to, even to Apostle Joel, if you give it into Get 'Em Radio, we're going to bless the man of God. He's saying he's going to bless us. We're going to bless him. Amen as well. Hallelujah. And those of you who came on a little late, Apostle Joel really, really, really wanted to be here, but could not be here tonight to, you know, talk with us. But he did send the word that the Lord had given. Amen. And we absolutely appreciate that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to open up the line. Some of you have already pressed your number one key. Please go ahead and continue to do that. As we are about to open the line, I want to pray the prayer of salvation before we go too much further. And, you know, even as Apostle Joel spoke today, the word today, you know, I thought about, you know, assignments and what the Lord has us doing. And one of the important things is that we pray the prayer of salvation as much as we can, almost every broadcast. And the reason why we do that is that we want people to learn how to just be ready to pray the prayer of salvation for someone wherever you are. Just even today, by the leading of the Lord, I went to Sam's Club. I went to Sam's Club, and I saw this guy that the last time I was there, this guy got saved. He was putting water in my car, and I asked him if he wanted prayer. He said he had a fiance. He was about to get married. He wanted prayer for that. She had been going to church, but he hadn't, and he received Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Amen. So then just today, went back to Sam, was walking around. I know this was a divine appointment. Absolutely. I could take you through the trail, but just know this was a divine appointment. Ran into this young man again. This time he was with his fiance. And so I got to meet both of them and to really give them a word from the Lord together. And they were so happy. So that was a blessing. And then went out to the car again with the case of water and saw this young man, asked him to help me, asked him what he needed prayer for. He needed a car. And
he also received Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And so at any time, any place, if our heart is poised towards God, he'll send somebody. He'll send somebody. And it doesn't take a long time, you know. This man, this young man was, you know, how they gather carts and they're taking it in. That's part of their job. So we can't spend a lot of time ministering. And so to be ready in about and to minister salvation in less than 5 minutes, that's where we have to be right now. Hallelujah. So John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. And Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. And say Romans 10:9 to people, they're like, really? Like, really? That's what I need to do? Like, yeah, really. And so pray this prayer after me. Hallelujah, with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sins to my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. You prayed that prayer for the first time. You are saved. You are born again. This young man today, I'm trying to remember his first name, but he was, I said, you know, you look a little different right now. He said, I just kind of felt like warm all on the inside. I just kind of felt like peaceful. It's like, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And it's not about a feeling, but sometimes God does give you a feeling. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you prayed that prayer for the first time. You are saved. You are redeemed. You are born again. You are part of the church. You are part of the body of Christ. You are a child of God. Hallelujah. And we want to pray over you right now. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God. We ask you to just right now fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to think right, power to talk right, power to make those decisions that are of you, that are of your will, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord God, power to read the word of God and to understand it because you're right there with us as we read it. And, Lord, we just thank you for power to even pray in their prayer language. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for that, Lord God, right now, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, amen and amen, hallelujah. And we want to invite you to be a part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. It's time to learn and to grow. You can also go to a Bible-believing church right there in your own community. And then, again, we also invite you to be a part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. This is what God did was he put this together so that and learn and grow. And we do it together. We learn and we grow together. Amen. And as an apostle, Joel said, amen, so that we can be proficient, prepared, and productive, and able to accomplish every good work that God desires. And that's what we're all about here at the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And earlier in the broadcast, you heard about the different parts. I'm just going to briefly go through it. We're just so happy to have all of these parts of the family of broadcasts together. Every Sunday, we have church service, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Pastor Mom McCoy is our senior pastor. We're about to have her on the line in just a moment. Pastor Mom McCoy is the senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And this Sunday is the first Sunday. So we have a good time every Sunday. But this Sunday is the first Sunday. We have communion. So you bring your communion elements, and we have it. Yes, over the phone. And then we have tag team preaching, where anyone can minister for 5 minutes. You get a scripture, a topic, and preach for 5 minutes. If you're not quite there yet, you can read a devotional for 5 minutes. You can read from the Bible for 5 minutes. If you have a song that you would like for us to hear, of course, about the Lord, you just text me, send me that song from YouTube, and we will have it queued up and ready. Amen. For you on Sunday, you have to do that by Friday, tomorrow, and we'll take care of that for you. Amen. On Mondays, we have our Bible teaching. We call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Dr. Lorraine Navarro digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word as well. On Tuesdays, we have prayer. That's our prayer time, Praying in Tongues Tuesday. It has been no less than awesome. Amen. And so we pray in tongues, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then we have interpretation of tongues. And so we have four volunteers who pray in tongues about 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues. Then on Wednesday, the second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service, prophetic healing. And you heard our co-host today, Elder Philip Harkey, and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey, are our co-hosts. Glory to God. And so that's on the second Wednesday. Now, the second Wednesday is coming up this Wednesday. Hallelujah. November the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And you heard Elder Harkey say that this year 65 healings have taken place. In the last 3 months, it's been hallelujah. Amen. Mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, tell your family and your friends. This Thursday, November the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then this is our Thursday edition. This is our core edition of Get 'Em Radio. And this is where we started at on Thursdays, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And the rest of this month, we are celebrating our 10th anniversary. Next week, we will have Bishop Aaron McClary, and he will be live. Lord willing, he will be live. Amen. And if you've been with us for a while, you know that Bishop Aaron McClary, hallelujah, is he gives us a word and from the Lord, and then personal prophecies as the Lord gives him. So we're looking forward to him on next Thursday. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we're going to open up the lines. We're going to start with Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. Then we'll go to Minister Rachel, and then Pastor Price. Anyone else please feel free to press your number one key. Amen. We want to hear from you tonight. Praise God. Pastor Mom? Welcome, Pastor Mom. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. I bless and praise the Lord for being here today.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for all of us being there. And thank you for being there. And I feel that giving a success, giving the call and call me for Jesus' name and love and give my ball, my love, my faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Mom, thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
So, Pastor Catherine?
Well, praise God. I just want to say, as Mom said, good evening, everybody. And to Apostle and all of her.
Oh, I didn't say good evening.
Yes, you did.
Yes,
yeah, you said it. That's why I'm saying it, because you said it.
Okay.
You help me.
All right, now. Amen.
To Apostle and all of her, as your pastor was saying, and all your staff, Praise God. May God bless all of you, all your co-hosts. And I just thank the Lord for the 10 years that he has provided for you. I can remember the first time you started. And it looked like the years just went by so fast. And I also enjoyed the message that Pastor Rudolph gave today. Continue on. And that was the word that God had given me even when my husband passed from being the pastor. Just continue on. Continue on. And my prayer is that those ones who are listening and those who will listen even in the future, that whatever ministry God gives you, that you will just continue on until he tell you to stop. Praise God. Sometimes we can't look at, sometimes the ministry start off as we think it's real small, but even if you're faithful in the small things, God will increase. Praise God. And it may not always increase in numbers the way we want to see it, but God himself is increasing on the inside of us. He will do a new thing on the inside of us if we don't give up. So I just want to say thank you once again and congratulations. I enjoyed this service on tonight. And I just even enjoyed you talking about your divine appointment at Sam's. Because that's what God is looking for us to do. Because the times are getting so short. And if we don't know how, if we don't know how to lead someone to the Lord, you're on every time you're on, you're always giving it out. And so, even if you can't get Apostle's script, get your own script. Praise God, God will give you your own. But make sure you have, as she said, make sure you have that Romans 10:9 in there. Praise God. Because people are lost and they really want to be saved. And I thank God right now, as we see all the sins that's going on in the world, God says grace is that much more abounding. So God grace is ready to abound. Praise God. So God bless you, Apostle, and all of the ones who have been carrying on with you for so many years. So love you, and God bless.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Catherine, and thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. As I get ready to open up the lines for Minister Rachel and Pastor Price, I want to just acknowledge some of the people. I want to acknowledge all of you on the line tonight. It's so good to see you. Some of you, I haven't seen you in a little while here. Well, we know Minister Rachel, Pastor Price, Reverend Treva Fornia, Sister Debbie, good to see you tonight. Minister Amber, thank you again for reading our history tonight. Minister Donna, I know this is late for you. Good to see you tonight. Amen. Minister Carrie, God bless you. Hallelujah. Minister Joanne, good to see you on tonight. Hallelujah. Late for you too. Sister Marcella, hallelujah. So good to see you tonight. Amen. We haven't seen you in a while. Haven't talked to you since you got married. Glory to God. She's married now. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God bless you and your new husband. And also, God bless you, Apostle Nichelle. Good to have you on the line with us tonight as well. Hallelujah. Amen. We haven't seen you in a while. I was, you know, thinking about you, and we're going to do a section at some time during this celebration, 10-year celebration, and we want to talk about how people have been catapulted who were on Get 'Em Radio and who have been catapulted to another dimension in the Lord and in ministry. And every time I began to think about it, you know, I mean, when you were on the line with us, you had not been consecrated as an apostle yet. And so, and now you are. Glory to God. And then there's so many people who have come to who have come through Get 'Em Radio, and God has catapulted them to another dimension in the Lord and in ministry. And so we're going to talk about that maybe in our next broadcast. Hallelujah. And so we praise God for you being on tonight. And also, Sister Francine, you in a while, God bless you. Thank you for stopping by and being with us tonight. Amen. We praise God for each and every one of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And as I get ready to open up the lines, I want to say again, if the Lord leads you to seed into us, our Cash App is $. It's $ Get 'Em Radio, and GITM Radio. And we right now, in Jesus' name, we just thank God for each and every one who is led to seed into this ministry. And we thank you, Lord God, right now for a thousandfold blessing according to Deuteronomy 1:10-11. And we give you praise and glory for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, opening up the lines for Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. Rachel, welcome. And family.
Hi. Hi, oh, Pastor Kizzy. My God, Mom. The kids are quiet now. They're not in here.
Wow. Amen.
And the baby is asleep. Gabriel sleep.
Hallelujah.
So I could say what God had me to say today without any interruptions. I was like, I thank God blessed me to meet you, because when you was talking about how you met Apostle, how I met Apostle is he came out to Plainfield, New Jersey, where I was visiting. Wave and Ramemia had talked to me about going to Plainfield, you know, to Victoria's House of Love, Praise, and Deliverance, where Pastor Denise Victoria McAllister was. And so when Apostle came there to pray, when he came there to minister, he prayed for me. And next thing you know, I received, God told me to go to his ministry. I didn't know how to get there, but he taught me how to catch a bus, train, you know. And I did it. And I kept doing it. And he showed me how to budget with little, because I just had a little job. And I had just, Renee and Rasheen was so little. And the, how he orchestrated it. And then I met you. And I'm like, God, how God knitted us all together. Because I needed mother figures in my life. And I met Minister Jack. I met all of y'all. And Mother Walton. And I was just so blessed. And I'm so grateful even for this ministry, and it is such a blessing. And been a blessing in my life, y'all, the light in my life. And I was, and then you were saying 10 years, God, glory to God for those these 10 years, because I had just had Amber the end of 2011, and I went through, I mean, I thought that was the worst year because I was under a lot of stuff, like, I mean, fighting through a lot of stuff, pressing through a lot of stuff with God's help. Of course, he brought me through it, and I gave birth to Amber, because they thought she was going to, you know, not be born, not be. I said, the devil is a liar, and Jesus is Lord. I decreed and declared that she would live and not die, and also me, and declared the works of the Lord. And here we are today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're here by his grace, and I never had to ever go to the Cancer Research Center ever again in New Brunswick and all that other stuff.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I knew that was an attack. I knew that was an attack. I knew that was not normal, because I know that I knew that I knew that I never, ever had an abnormal, whatever they call that, you know, that when we go to our women's exam. I knew that was an attack, and I looked at that lady, and I was saying, Mom, I'm going to outlive you. And I'm still here. And my daughter's still here. And they couldn't find nothing. And I just thank God for his supernatural healing. I said, Lord, thank you for healing me from things I didn't even know what was going on in my body. And he healed me from things. When they tried to say I had to take a second surgery, I said, the devil is lying, Jesus is Lord. And guess what? No second surgery. So I said, thank you, Jesus. Because the first one took me by surprise. And I was like, he brought me through that one. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank God for Apostle Rudolph and how God keep him strengthened. Hallelujah. And his family, and how he strengthened you, and how he strengthened Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine and Pastor Price. My God, Aunt, all of y'all are such a blessing. And each and everyone, Minister Carrie, God bless her, and all those who are on the line. And Auntie Joanne, I believe she's going to be an apostle next. Thank you, God, for her life. Hallelujah. Her life just, it just reigns Jesus. And I'm just so grateful for her. Everywhere God have all of us to go, we are the lights for the Lord, and we are to continue and keep on carrying on in Christ, even though it looks, you know, crazy out here in the world. We can shine as lights for Christ, because he has fully equipped us with all things that pertain unto life and godliness to carry out what he has us to carry out for his glory each and every day, each and every year, each and every second, each and every minute. We just got to keep on tapping into it and keep on the flame going for him and stay hot for Jesus. And that's a good kind of hot. Okay, I love you. I don't want to take up too much time. But God bless you all. May he keep you strong. In Jesus' name, amen. Because y'all keep me strong hearing y'all over and over again. God knows we be needing to lift each other up where we belong, right in God's
hallelujah.
Arms.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Amen. And thank you so much. God bless. Amen. It's so much that I want to say. You know, when Apostle Joel was talking about and just really blessing all of us. It's all of us. Hallelujah. He said the staff, but this is all of us. We are all a part of Get 'Em Radio. Some people may have never have spoken, opened the mic and spoken through the mic, but still, you know, your prayers have been felt, and they've been needed, and they've been felt. And so we just say continue, you know, as he said to us, you continue being led by the Lord in reference to Get 'Em Radio. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Price, we're opening up the line.
God bless you.
Welcome,
Apostle. Thank you so much. And God bless each one of the saints in their respective places. God bless you, Pastor Mom. I send much love to you, Pastor Mom, and to Pastor Catherine, and to all of the precious saints tonight in their respective places. Apostle, I want to say happy 10th anniversary to Get 'Em Radio, God in the Midst Radio, and to you, hallelujah, and to you, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. I want to thank God for you. I thank him so much and give him glory for using the ministry that he's called you to be a blessing, not only to me, but to so many of our ministries and so many of us, as you said earlier, and I had already written it down, what I was going to be saying today, that to be able that we've been catapulted, so many of our ministries to the next dimension. So many of us just gone to the next. Sometimes we can be in that crossroads of life where you get to that place in the road where you say, Lord, what do I do? Do I go left? Do I go right? Do I go straight? What is the places that you would have? And after being one of your first guests on Get 'Em Radio 10 years ago, when we moved down here from California to Memphis, Tennessee, we were still in a certain place. Wondering, Lord, what do you have us to do? How do you have it? Do you want us to begin a church down here? Or what do you want us to do? And that's when, after being on Get 'Em Radio, the Lord began to lead. We had New Hope Outreach Center in Los Angeles, California before that. And when we moved here, God said, begin Memphis Covenant Faith Church. And at first, we had it in one aspect, and now it's called Memphis Covenant Faith Church. So I thank God for using your ministry for it to be with small churches, home churches, and parachurch ministries for us and our ones to go to that next level. There will be people that will tell you when you're in ministry like that, just close it down. If it don't look like it's doing nothing, or it's not doing nothing. But then what did God say? The Lord said, but what did I say? Did I say close it down? Did I say stop it? Did I say that, Helen? And he'll tell me, he said, you do what I give you to do. There are going to be a lot of people that are standing before God in that day, and as we come and rejoice before him, and there'll be some people that nobody will maybe not even know a lot of what their names are, what they're about, but they continued on faithful in order to impact the areas and the places that God has them. So I want to thank God for you. I want to thank God so much tonight for the ministry of Apostle Joel Rudolph. I thank him for that word that he gave to us tonight. Hallelujah. And it really encouraged my heart when he began to give so much information on the number 10. I love to minister about the number 10 because the 10 is also a number of increase. It's a time when God will give an increase to his people. And it is, as Pastor Joel said, with so much more than he said, it's a time of responsibility. God will give the increase, a strength, you know, that will be enlarged, and he'll give the increase, but it comes with responsibility. I remember when the Lord first gave me about the number 10 was back in the 90s, and he began to tell us as we began to go in 1989 into the year 1990, that he said that was a year of increase of the move of the Holy Ghost, but it was going to be an increase. He said, you'll get the house. You'll even get the house with the swimming pool, but you're going to have to be able to take care of that swimming pool. And if you got children, you're going to have to be able to watch, because some people had lost their children in swimming pool accidents during that time. And so whatever we get when increase comes, that increase that comes, it comes with a responsibility to do, to be able to take care of whatever God entrusts us to. Because, again, to whom much is given, much is required. So I thank God, but I learned so much tonight from Pastor Joel, Apostle Joel, and I learned so much. about the number 10, more about the number 10, and I thank God for it. I thank God for the words that we spoke today about in times of troubles when things may look rough out there, but God is still working and restoring miracles, and he's working and miracles and restoring, and he's worthy to be praised. He's working behind the scenes because there's so many of us and so many people that are going through some tremendous situations. And there's a message that God is going to have me minister on. He said, minister on the message of why me? Why me, Lord? Why me, Lord? There are people that are asking the question, why me? Why me? And so he was addressing that tonight. I saw that he was saying, and that we're going to have to watch what we say. We're going to have to watch the words, he said, that we're saying. Glory to God. And that even though things, they look rough, God is still working. So I just thank God so much for the word. And then I love that statement that I'm proficient, I'm prepared, and I am productive and able, hallelujah, able to accomplish every good work that God has prepared for me to do. I claim that. I call it forth. We ministered the other night and talking about the language of faith, how that faith speaks those things that be not as though they were. And as Gideon, God called him a mighty man of valor, and it was like, oh, me? Oh, me? But God used him for his glory. And so tonight, as we begin to agree with Apostle Joel Rudolph and thank God that we're saying, I'm proficient, I'm prepared, I'm productive, and able to accomplish every good work that God has prepared for me to do. I want to say one little thing. Is I wasn't going to say this, but the Lord just dropped. He said, say about that. When he talked about I'm proficient, I'm prepared. Every little thing that we're doing right now, whether it be Praying in Tongues Tuesday on the Dinner Radio program, whether whatever it is, even the new venture that God is having you to go into, God has prepared us, just like an Esther, just like a Ruth. He's prepared us for such a time as this. I can remember, that's what he said, say that little bit, there was a couple of things that began to happen. One, about 5 years ago, about six years ago, God began to show me how to do certain videos for reading through the Bible. And when he began to have me to do that, he began to put the pieces together for me to be able to do what he called me to do. He prepared me for such a time as this. God will always prepare us, even in the places where it looks like we're hidden, that it looks like there's nothing going on. God will prepare us. Yes. Then in 2018, my son called me right after my birthday on May 25th, that hour to tell me happy birthday. But he also said to me, Mom, he said, I know how to get a podcast going, Mom. He said, there's a site where you can get a podcast going real quick. Well, he told me about it. And that night, I was a prepared person. I already had videos already prepared. God had had me doing videos behind the scenes. I talked with you, Apostle, about how when God began to say about five-minute videos, begin to do five-minute videos, begin to do a small increments of videos. So I had begun to do it on my computer, begin to load them up on YouTube. But when it came time to doing the podcast, all I needed to do was take the videos that he had given me way back then, had begun to already begin to do it. He had me already prepared. I think this is for somebody tonight. There may be something that they're doing right now, and it may actually look like there is nothing to it. It may look like you might not get a lot of likes. It might not get no pats on the back. But God has prepared us for such a time as this. And then one last thing, Apostle. The last thing. The Spotify is a site where many people desire to be on Spotify. And Spotify is one where Michelle Obama has her podcast on. There are other people who are really vying to get on Spotify. Well, the people who I have my podcast at had put me on, Anchor did, put me on Spotify many several years ago when I began in 2018. But the thing was, it was only audio. It was only the audio of it. But I had the video already archived on my computer, the videos of what God had me putting out there. This just within the last maybe month or so, Spotify bought my podcast host, Anchor. And now they're allowing for us to be able to put the videos that I already have, instead of just the audio of it, I can now just upload in a few minutes, just a few seconds. It takes about a minute to upload it to Spotify, one of those coveted things that people are coveting. But God had me ready for such a time as this, prepared and ready. So I just thank God again for Pastor Joe, who said, I am proficient, I am prepared, and I am productive and able to accomplish every good work that God has prepared for me to do. Even though it's seeming like there's nothing going on, but we are prepared. So thank you, Apostle. Thank you for your due diligence in doing all that God has had. I've seen what Apostle Joel has seen about you. I see it. I see it. People are going to wonder, where did this woman come from? Who is Pastor Barbara Kizzy? Where did she come from? Where did this come from? I don't understand. Who is she? But see, those of us who've been in the know and who have been with you and walked with you and seen you walk, I call you, and don't get offended when I say it, I see the anointing of Oprah Winfrey and Tyra Banks on you. Every time I look at Oprah Winfrey, I say, ooh, she got the same, my sister got the same personality as Oprah Winfrey. And then I look at Tyra Banks, I say, ooh, she's a combination of Tyra Banks and a combination of Oprah Winfrey. And why do I say that? I say that because I've seen your professionalism. I've been in that house with you. I've seen things take place where I saw you, you didn't miss a beat. I might have been going and saying, oh, this happened or that happened. Uh-uh. Total professionalism. I've watched you go forth in the things of God. So I thank God for you, Apostle Kizzy. Ask God's greatest blessing upon you and the ministry of Get 'Em Radio. And I send much love to you. And thank God for being a part of what God is doing in and through your life and Get 'Em ministry. God bless each one of you tonight. I'll go back on you. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. And, you know, even as you were saying that, my thoughts were that, you know, all of us who come on Get 'Em Radio, and as I said, you know, you may have not, you know, press your number one key and talk every month or every week, but all of that is happening, you know, where we are proficient, prepared, productive, and able to accomplish every good work that God desires. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Price. It's just a blessing. Thank you. We bless God. Amen. So, Sister Marcella, the married lady, welcome. Hi, Marcella.
Good evening, and congratulations. This is such a great night with the 10th anniversary. I haven't heard your show in quite a while. And yes, every time I pop in, it is just glorious. So it is so great to hear your voice. The moment I heard your voice, I felt like Elizabeth and Mary and the Spirit of God just leaps in our heart and Lord. Just shows how much we're knit together in the body and the spirit of the Lord. And it's just been such a blessing to, from the very beginning of how we were brought together through the healing rooms in Spokane, Washington. And they called yes. me and said, would I have a place for someone to come and stay so they could go to the conference? And I'm standing in my new condo and I'm going, well, yeah, I have a spare bedroom. How cool is this? The only thing is they didn't know that I had been standing in my living room saying, what this condo needs is soul. What this condo needs, Lord, is soul. And here I call you in the next few minutes, and I hear soul straight out of you, and we get connected with the soul and the power of Jesus, and you came and stayed with me. From that very beginning, you could just sense the Spirit of God in you and in everything that you do. So I just want to bless you. And I was so blessed by Apostle Joel, what he spoke from beginning to end. I was so blessed. It was so right on. And the Lord just said,
yes,
Apostle Barbara, look at the well that you have chosen to put under yourself to draw from. He is such a well of blessing, your spiritual papa. So incredible to hear him bless you with the Father's blessing. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Amazing, just amazing. And Pastor Pride right now speaking, just amazing what she was sharing. And these people that you have gathered around you as just wells of legacy and support have always been such a blessing on your show. And it's just made you powerful. And I just thank you for, like you said, continuing on. Even this week, right there at Sam's Club, just right there, the Lord shows up. So I just had a word for you. The Lord gave me a picture, and the picture was he is planting a star like he did over Bethlehem, and he's putting it over Get'em Radio and over you. And he has planted it in the heavens, which I believe means you're going into outer space. You are going much further than you could ever think of. And one of the main reasons why he's putting a star over you, Apostle Barbara, is because he is bringing the wise men with gifts to you. You won't have to worry. You won't have to fight. You won't have to, you know, labor for this, because they are willing to follow the star. And the Lord has done this for you. So you will have like the wise men that brought the gold, frankincense, and myrrh to Bethlehem. I think there is a big connection between what he's saying for you. So I just thank you for that picture. I could just see a star over your home, a star over your ministry, a star drawing and just giving out a radiant light of the Lord Jesus Christ into the atmosphere of our world. And I just want to thank you so much for persevering. You have pushed through years and years, and now you are at your 10th anniversary. And I just pray a double anointing, even 10 times anointing over you and your ministry. Thank you so much, and it's so good to hear you tonight and to be able to just sit here and listen. So blessings to you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank God. Thank you.
Yep, thank God.
Thank you so much. I thank God for that word that he's released through you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I receive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to say this. I kind of know your voice. And so, Lord, we just lift up Marcella to you right now in Jesus' name, whatever's going on, whether it's allergies or any kind of stuffiness, whatever this is that is giving her a nasally sound in her voice, we plead the blood of Jesus over it at the seed, the source, the Alpha, and the Genesis. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for complete and total healing, health, and wholeness all over her body in the name of Jesus. And then we lift up her husband to you as well. The two are one, Lord God. And so we lift him up to you, so his body in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, go into their souls, their mind, their will, and their emotions. And we thank you, Lord God, that everything is in order, in line, and in place by your word in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the unity of body, soul, and spirit with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord God, even in this time where they're still on their honeymoon. Thank you, Lord God, for just making this transition, this newness of relationship together, making it easy and light. Thank you, Lord God. You said that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And so we thank you for that easy and lightness throughout every part of their relationship. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Yeah, we're both down with COVID right tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So we just came back from the Seattle area. We drove back to Spokane yesterday, and we're both down with it. But the Lord's, I'm feeling better today, and I'm trusting
amen.
In His healing, of course, and it's coming.
Amen. Thank God for the healing. Hallelujah.
Yep.
And we went through it. We traveled and we went through it when we got back as well.
Sure.
And we thank God
sure.
that He got us through it. And we thank God that He's getting you and your husband through it as well.
Yes.
Easy and light. We go back to the easy and light in Jesus' name. Complete healing, health, and wholeness. No residual, no long COVID. The blood of Jesus is over that. And we give God all the praise even now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you for coming on with what you're going through right now. Thank you. Praise God for you. Amen.
It's been wonderful laying here listening to you, even in this shape. Doesn't make any difference.
Yes.
I'm going to
yes.
get blessed tonight. Party
Hallelujah.
On, Barbara. Party on.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for calling in. God
You're
bless. Amen. Okay. I cut you off before you finished. You were saying?
No, I'm all good. Thank you so
okay.
much for taking
right.
my call.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. I don't see any other number one keys pressed. And we're at a good time right now to even close. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. So, praise God. All right, we said that next week we're having Bishop Aaron McClary with us. So hopefully you can, you know, come on. He's always extremely exciting when we have him on. And I want to say what Apostle Joel had us saying. I want to say that one more time as I get ready to close. I am proficient. I am prepared, and I am productive, able to accomplish every good work that God desires. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for all that you've done tonight. Thank you for refreshing us, renewing us, reviving us, and restoring us by your Spirit, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And Lord, we are ready by your Spirit. We're ready, willing, and able to do all that you have prepared for us to do. We want to and we plan to continue on and to carry on with everything that you have preordained for us to do. And we give you praise and glory. Lord, we thank you for everyone who has come on the line, who's ever been on the line with us, and whoever will. Lord God, touch us all. Only you can, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to close today with, look what the Lord has done. Amen. Have a blessed night, everybody.